Hi, it's Phil Henry. It's time for episode 248 of our classic podcast, and this is from the year 2001, January of 2001. In fact, this podcast features a selection from a radio show that was recorded the day after the Super Bowl of January 2001, which of course reflects the champion of the 2000 season. And who was that? Or who were they? The Baltimore Ravens. The Baltimore Ravens of the year 2000. They beat, I believe they beat the New York Giants, if I'm not mistaken. Or was it the Raiders? I forget. But let's listen now, because guess who the MVP was in that game? Well, it was Ray Lewis. That's right. Here is Phil Henry, myself, and Brad Rifkin talking about that game long ago, episode 248 of our classic podcast.
Yesterday's ball game, the Super Bowl, featured a most valuable player performance by Ravens linebacker Ray Lewis. Ray Lewis involved in a controversy at last year's Super Bowl having to do with some kind of an assault and murder at a nightclub. Mr. Lewis was granted a reduced charge, I think, if he cooperated with authorities, which he did. Old friend of ours, Brad Rifkin, who is a sports writer with the New York Triborough Express, is on the phone from Tampa. How you doing, Brad?
Good, Phil.
I can't hear you. There?
Yeah, I'm right here, Phil. I'm doing fine. How are you?
Great. Tell me about Ray Lewis's performance in a game dominated, yeah, by the defenses, but isn't this guy looked upon as one of these outlaws that I was talking about?
Well, Ray Lewis is a great player. I mean, when you say an outlaw, I don't know what you mean.
Well, he had some trouble. He's got some friends. If nothing else, the guy's got some unsavory friends.
Well, he's got some unsavory friends. I don't know that if we gave everybody a personality test, they gave every... Are your friends unsavory? Are my friends unsavory?
Well, I mean, there's criminal involvement having to do with assault and murder.
Well, Ray Lewis is a good football player. He wasn't that good in the game. I came on to talk about how I think he deserved the MVP.
And that's fine. You can talk about that, but I'd like to have some of these issues addressed as far as...
Ray sent a message last year that was clear, and that is that he's got to be treated with some respect. Ray Lewis was not involved in killing anybody. Ray Lewis was not involved in assaulting anybody. He may have some bad friends. He may have some good friends. But I think it's clear that Ray is a formidable guy, and that you need to treat a guy like that with respect. The New York Giants, I think, obviously know they had to treat him with respect. I don't think you showed disrespect to Mr. Lewis. I think it's obvious that Mr. Lewis deserved the MVP.
How do you figure that he deserved the MVP in a performance dominated by, there was an interception, there was a special teams play. Yes, the defense did score. The offense scored. Why him?
Well, I mean,
why not Trent Dilfer? He threw a touchdown pass.
Trent Dilfer is good. First of all, the one thing you got to understand, I have a wife and kids. You got a wife and kids. I think when you are messing with a guy like Ray Lewis, you just give him the MVP. You know?
Why?
Because you don't... I don't know if I got to spell it out for you.
Yeah, spell it out for me. Why do I got to give the MVP to Ray Lewis?
You're prejudiced against him, aren't you?
And I'm not prejudiced one way or the other. I don't particularly... Some of the things that I've heard this guy do off the field doesn't exactly warm me to him, but he's a good football player. I'm just wondering, you're saying that you don't want to make him angry?
You don't want to make a guy like Ray Lewis angry. You don't want to make a guy like Ray Lewis, who travels with some fairly tough customers, who comes from a pretty hard-bitten background. Look, I've got a wife. I've got two small children. What I want to do is, when I go to a football game that Ray Lewis is in, and it's a Super Bowl, and he performs anywhere near a good level, I think the guy deserves the MVP, because there's too many sports writers, there's too many broadcasters, and ultimately there's too many fans who are going to make him angry, and we don't need that. What we do need is to acknowledge Mr. Lewis. I think he deserves some respect. He wants a taste of the action like anybody else.
You know, you're talking about this guy, he deserves respect, and you don't want to make him angry. Is that what you said?
That's correct, yes. I mean, what I'm saying, Phil, is...
No, I want to be clear. You don't want to make Ray Lewis angry. Why?
Look, Ray Lewis is a very special guy. He's a tough guy. It's possible he's capable of some violence off of the field. it's possible, in my opinion, he's capable of doing some things. I don't want to be the guy to make him mad. That's all I'm saying.
And you don't want to be the guy to make him mad. So you're going to give Ray Lewis the MVP award so you don't make him angry.
So that we are able, Mr. Andrew, if you listen to my answer, we're able to make sure that he doesn't hurt. I don't want to be hurt. Do you want to be hurt by him?
No, I do not.
The best thing you can do is give Ray Lewis the MVP award, which is what happened.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Brad Rifkin is with us, sports writer and columnist for the New York Triborough Express newspaper. And we're talking about Ray Lewis and why he won the Most Valuable Player Award yesterday. You're saying that the writers voted for him because they don't want to make him angry.
No, they do not.
All right, let's take something else here. You made a comment to me before. What does Britney Spears have to do with all of this?
Only that I tried to contact Ms. Spears' agents and representatives just before the game, because I was worried that if Ray Lewis did not get the MVP award, obviously he'd be upset.
But would you tell me what it was that you asked or were trying to contact the representatives for?
What I was trying to do was to contact Ms. Spears' agents and representatives to see if she'd offer, and I guess this is going to make you mad too, right?
Just tell my audience.
All right, to see if she would offer herself to Mr. Lewis so that he wouldn't commit any violence or kill anybody.
Britney Spears, the singer.
Britney Spears, the singer.
All right, so because we heard about this, Mike picked this up on the wire, that you tried to contact Britney Spears' agents so that she'd sleep with Ray Lewis before the game so he wouldn't kill anyone.
That is correct.
Did she?
I do not know.
Well, let's just say it's safe to assume that she didn't.
I don't know whether she did or not.
Wait. I want you to be very careful here, okay? Don't play with somebody's reputation, all right? You're claiming that Britney Spears slept with Ray Lewis, that's why he didn't kill anybody?
No. I don't know whether she did or not. You gotta understand something. I'm trying to avoid a tragedy.
Oh, come on.
I am trying to avoid a problem. Ray Lewis could go into a bar room last night, into a nightclub, if he hadn't won that football game, and commit homicide. It's possible. Now, one of the ways that I felt we could offset this and try to head this off before a tragedy occurred is for Britney Spears to go ahead and give it up. Okay? I ain't talking just a little bit either. I'm talking about all the way. Give it up. And that way that...
Britney Spears has a boyfriend.
I got a wife. You got a wife. Everybody got a girlfriend. All of God's children got girlfriends. I'm trying to...
All right, you're talking... This young lady, I don't know whether or not she would even be interested in that, but that you made the offer seems very bizarre to me.
I made the offer, Mr. Henry, to keep Ray Lewis from possibly committing homicide. We got to give the MVP award to him because you got to throw meat to a lion. And the fans and the writers and the broadcasters should understand this. You have a family, correct?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a family?
Yes, I do.
All right, so do I. You want to piss off Ray Lewis and run the risk of something happening?
That is, Ray Lewis is going to come and find me? I mean, is he going to find everybody?
I don't know what he's capable of, but I'm thinking if Britney Spears could go ahead and give him a little lo-fi spread or whatever you want to call it, a little early morning dew. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. And,
I can probably bet you almost everything I own that Britney Spears' agents didn't agree to that, wouldn't you say?
Again, Mr. Henry, I don't know. I tried to put them together. You know what? You may think I'm a bad guy, but there are worse things to consider than Britney Spears putting out for Ray Lewis. And if it saves a life, if it saves one life, then I'm willing to have her do that.
Well, fortunately, you and I aren't making that decision.
That's true. That is correct. But I tried to speak to her agents.
Were you able to get through to them?
No, I was not.
Well, then I don't think it happened.
It's possible it didn't happen. Or it's possible she watched the game and called him up and said, hey, I like your style. Or I understand you're violent. Maybe I can do something. I did leave a message on their machine.
And the message said what? I mean, look, Ray Lewis is a...
The message...
Hold on. Ray Lewis is a football player of some notable skill, involved in a very unfortunate incident after the game, or before the game, I don't know when, last year, on some peripheral level, I don't know. I do know that he's tried to put this thing behind him, okay?
Well, it's true, but I just... All I'm trying to do is, when I leave a message with Ms. Spears' agents, I said it would be nice if Britney would sleep with Ray Lewis. I mean, it would be a nice gesture if Britney would have sex with Ray Lewis in order to save one life.
All right, Brad Rifkin is with us here. He's talking about his opinion of Ray Lewis's possible violent tendencies, and that's probably why, in his opinion, Ray Lewis won the MVP, because no sports writer wants to get killed. Or broadcaster. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. .800-449-8686 is the Phil Hendry Show. Brad Rifkin, sports writer with the New York Triborough Express, is on the line. We're going to get to your phone calls here in just a second. You said that you called Britney Spears' agents to see if she was...
Look, Phil, it's not an out-of-the-ordinary request for a woman who claims to be a virgin, as Britney Spears does, to offer herself up to a guy like Ray Lewis, who's some kind of an animal. Because if you look at culture... down through the years, the way that you calm down an animal is with a virgin. They threw them into volcanoes. They did everything else. So that's what I was...
So that's how you spent your time calling up Britney Spears' agents with that?
Yes, I did, Mr. Henry. Trying to help, trying to save maybe your life and the members of your family as well as mine.
1-800-449-8686. Here is Bob on the Phil Henry Show. Bob?
Hi, how you doing?
Good, sir.
This guy, character you got on here now, what's his name, Brad? I mean, he's just not right.
I'm not right?
No.
I'm not right. Why? Because I want to save people's lives?
What do you mean save people's lives? The way you're talking, this guy ought to be in a cage.
Ray Lewis was involved in a situation.
So he was involved in a situation. Wasn't he acquitted with a plea?
Yeah, okay. You want to buy that one, my guest.
Well, you know, if you're going to offer Britney Spears or anyone else, why don't you offer yourself?
You know what? Maybe I'll offer you up.
Well, you could.
How about that?
You could.
Would you like that?
If you want to come up here in the mountains in New Hampshire, because that's where I'm at right now.
New Hampshire?
Yeah.
There's a bunch of guys up there tapping. What do you get, maple syrup out of trees up there?
No. You pump the limbs, and that's how you get it out of there.
You do what?
You're just not right talking the way you know.
You're the guy that said I ought to offer myself up. Look, Ray Lewis wants a white virgin.
Let the guy alone.
No, let him alone. I gave him the MVP award. What do you mean, let him alone?
So he won the MVP.
You're
a writer, and the writers voted for him.
You're saying that you gave him the MVP, Brad, because you voted for him so he wouldn't get violent.
Exactly. Trying to save the lives of people. This guy, Bob, in New Hampshire, I don't even know you, and I did you a favor.
No, you didn't do me any favor, buddy.
What if Ray Lewis wants to come and knife you?
No, you, there's something wrong with you, really.
What's wrong with me? Yeah, Ray Lewis...
I really don't know. I'm not a psychiatrist, but you ought to...
Maybe we can start with the fact that you're offering up a white virgin to Ray Lewis, okay?
To calm him down.
Oh, calm him down, baloney.
Yes. Baloney?
Yeah.
This guy has a rap sheet. This guy, it could kill somebody. So I give him the MVP to try to calm him down. I didn't know if he'd win the MVP. I voted for him.
Yeah.
And in case he didn't win the MVP, I asked Britney Spears if she wouldn't mind giving him a little.
I think what the deal
virgin.
Is, I just think you want to get your name out.
I think that, too.
Make a name for yourself.
Right, I think that, too.
And that's it.
So, your paper,
so
I... Mr. Rifkin, I've never heard of your newspaper.
You never heard of my newspaper? You know, I never heard of your show before you invited me on it.
Because you were making these outrageous claims. You want to give him a white virgin to calm him down.
That's what you do.
Hey, I got to go. I'm going. I'm
all right, Bob, thanks. Thanks for calling.
I'm starting to lose you.
Thanks for calling, pal. 1-800-449-8686. Shannon on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
This is the most ridiculous thing I have ever heard of in my entire life.
Are you a Britney Spears fan, ma'am? Let me
attack
it from this
standpoint. I don't like her. But that has nothing to do with this. First of all, there are a lot of football players that have rap sheets. That's just how it is.
They're not all playing in the Super Bowl, and that's the point.
Okay, second of all, wait a minute. An MVP is for the most valuable player,
right,
or a player that saves the game.
You
do not give an honor like the MVP to Ray Lewis just because you think he's going to go out.
I'm sorry.
That's ridiculous.
You cut out. I didn't hear that. Just because what?
You don't give the MVP to somebody so they'll not go out and kill somebody.
Ma'am,
you give the MVP to a player that saves the game.
Let's look at this from the other side. So you would not give the MVP to Ray Lewis knowing that he'd go out and murder somebody on the street?
No, I would give the MVP to Ray Lewis if he played his ass off in the game and helped the team win.
Let me ask you this.
That's what an MVP is for, not to offer him sex from Britney Spears.
If she's
a decent woman, she would tell you to go to hell.
Ma'am, I'm trying to save lives. I'm trying to save the lives of...
Oh, come on. Who's going to get killed?
How do you know he's going to go out and kill somebody?
Oh,
that
yeah. The guy's involved in some incident at a nightclub involving knives. This guy doesn't win the MVP, and he sees Shannon sitting in her car, and he just out of anger picks your car up and rolls it over or something. I don't know what he's going to do.
Well, you know what? I sue him then. That's not a reason to give him the MVP.
If you lived. But I'm saying, what's wrong with Britney Spears giving him a little, maybe
because
6 hours?
Because you're not Britney Spears' owner. Do you own her body? Do you have any right as a
public
woman to give up her virginity if she is a virgin
to a
man so he doesn't kill people?
I believe that I do.
How do you figure you have that right?
Because as a public service, first of all, I'm a writer. I'm entrusted with the public trust of the freedom of speech. I have to go to Britney Spears and ask her, even if she doesn't want to have sex with Ray Lewis, would she mind stripping or something, anything?
Why did
stripping?
Britney Spears in the first place? Just because she
was at the show. She was at the show, yeah. And she's a virgin.
Okay,
and a virgin
supposedly.
Will calm him down, huh?
Supposedly. She's
Whoa,
a virgin.
Whoa, aren't we, Caddy? So you don't believe
it,
huh?
I think it's ridiculous. I think it is ridiculous.
Oh, come on, man. And you know what? And the lady said it well. If Britney Spears has any decency, she'd turn
That's
Ray
right.
Lewis down, okay?
I don't know whether she did or not.
Well, I think we can safely assume that she did, because...
I left a message on the machine. They might have heard the message.
Oh, I
you
see.
You need to be careful, because she's going to turn around and...
Absolutely.
Slander.
And sue you.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
So her agents came to the office, turned on the answering machine. Hi, this is whoever.
Brad Rifkin.
Okay, this is Brad Rifkin. Would you mind if Britney sleeps with Ray Lewis so he doesn't kill somebody? And they're going to do it.
It's worth a shot. Oh, go ahead and laugh. Yeah, great.
That's
I saved some lives with the MVP.
Well, look, he got the MVP award, so he's not going to kill anybody.
He's not going to kill anybody. But what I want you people to consider is this. Ticket prices could go up next year. And the reason why they probably won't go up is Ray is not pissed off. He won the MVP. If he was pissed off, the ticket prices would go up.
Well, I don't
if
believe
Ray
that,
Lewis
right?
is willing to go out and kill somebody over not getting the MVP, he doesn't belong in football anyway. I'm sorry.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Shannon, for your
call.
Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Nicole on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I just cannot believe what this guy is saying. It's just, I mean, are you for real?
What part don't you get? I'm trying to talk about...
Well, the whole thing, I mean, you're letting some football guy control you by saying, you know, oh, okay, you know, Britney Spears needs to go to bed with him. I mean,
well,
that would
be the least she could do for...
What do you mean the least she can do? Who the heck are you?
I'm saying I happen to be a reporter, and I have the public trust...
You happen to be a
speech.
Big jerk is what you happen to be.
Well, you may think... I'm not asking you to sleep with Ray
Well,
Lewis.
I don't care what you're asking me.
I'm asking Britney Spears, because she's, with all due respect, a virgin, and that means that calms down. Have you ever seen those jungle movies where they throw the virgin in a volcano? I'm sure you have.
No, I haven't.
All right, in some of the jungle movies, they'll throw a virgin into the volcano... On account of that calms the volcano down.
So this is what you're basing.
What are you talking about?
I'm sorry, figuratively speaking, Phil.
So psychologically, it's going to affect Ray Lewis. Hey, I got a virgin. I'll calm down.
It's
exactly.
not going to excite. First of all, the whole idea is absurd. Prostituting a complete stranger. How would
Ray
that
Lewis
act?
Is.
I don't even. I mean, I'd hate to be your daughter. And then it's not going to make a difference. Don't you want to?
Ray Lewis is ready to
it's
blow
not
it any
make
minute.
A difference.
He's ready to blow it any minute.
Well, good. Yeah, maybe he'll get caught and he'll go to jail where he belongs, if that's where he belongs.
Well, you gave him the MVP. You gave him the MVP award, so he's not ready to blow. Okay.
Oh, okay.
He won't blow it out, but they may raise ticket prices if he gets pissed again. I'm saying, why not sleep with Britney Spears? That way, they won't raise the ticket prices.
You really believe that?
It's worth a shot.
Yeah, it's worth a shot. It's somebody else's life.
It's not even worth considering. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Oh, I'm doing something for violence in America, and I ought to be ashamed of
yes,
myself. What are you doing?
You should be ashamed of yourself because you're creating violence. You're creating more violence.
I'm creating violence?
To.
Ray Lewis gets the knock one off with
Britney
Spears.
Who the heck is Ray Lewis? Who cares who he is?